Chapter 6, Applying the Rod. To do my duty. When the time comes to apply the rod, take a deep breath, relax, and pray. Lord, make this a blessing to my child. Cleanse him of ill temper and rebellion. May I properly represent you in this chastisement. Don't be hasty or raise your voice. The child should be able to anticipate the coming rod by your utterly calm and controlled spirit. At this point, he will panic and rush to demonstrate obedience. Never reward delayed obedience by suspending the sentence. And unless all else fails, don't drag him to the place of cleansing. Part of his training is to come submissively. However, if you are just beginning to institute training on an already rebellious child who runs from discipline, and he is too disturbed to listen, then you must constrain him. If you have to sit on him to spank him, then do not hesitate, and hold him there until he has surrendered. Prove that you are bigger, tougher, more patiently enduring, and are unmoved by his wailing. Hold the resisting child in a helpless position for several minutes, or until he is totally surrendered. Accept no conditions for surrender, no compromise. You are to rule over him as a benevolent sovereign. Your word is final. When you administer the rod, tell him to bend over the bed or couch. While he is in this position, admonish him. You have his undivided attention. Slowly begin to speak. If you go too fast, you may not allow time enough for the inner transformation to occur. Use your own judgment as to what is effective. I have found 5 to 10 licks are usually sufficient. As the child gets older, the licks must become more forceful if the experience is going to be effective in purging his rebellion. A general rule is to continue the disciplinary action until the child has surrendered. A spanking is made effective not by its severity, but by its certainty. Spankings don't have to be as hard when they're consistently applied. Your calm dignity will set the stage to make it more effective. If an older child senses that the one spanking him is just exploding emotionally, venting his own feelings, he will react to the spanking much as he would if he were being whipped by an older, bigger boy down the road. He will become subdued and cautious, but not honoring. He may control his actions, but it will not change his attitude. Instruments of love. Make it a point never to use your hand for spanking. Exceptions should be highly justified. It is usually the impatient, personally offended parent whose hand continually darts out like a snake. The parent, too busy to take the time needed for training, blurts out, "Just get off my back. Leave me alone. Stop bothering me." The hand swatting is a release of the parent's own frustration. Furthermore, where the child is concerned, hands are for loving, not martial arts. A hand on a diapered bottom is useless as a spanking, but is effective in causing permanent damage to the spine. There is no surface pain to the child thus whipped. Any pain would be deep inside, similar to a fall or a car wreck. Any spanking, to effectively reinforce instruction, must cause pain. It is most effective to strike a light rod against bare skin, where nerves are located at the surface. A surface sting will cause sufficient pain, but no injury or bruising. Select your instrument according to the child's size. For the under 1 year old child, a small 10 to 12 inch long willowy branch, stripped of any knots that might break the skin, about 1/8 inch in diameter, is sufficient. Sometimes alternatives have to be sought. A 1 foot ruler or its equivalent in a paddle is a suitable substitute. For the larger child, a belt or a 3 foot cutting off of a shrub is effective. A caution to recipients of the Millstone Award. There are always some who act in the extreme. These individuals are capable of using what has been said about the legitimate use of the rod to justify ongoing brutality to their children. I can think of several right now. These abusers of their children would not in the least view themselves as such. They would call themselves strong disciplinarians. But whoso shall offend one of these little ones, which believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Matthew 18:6. Forms of abuse. Only a few parents are categorically abusive, but many parents sometimes give in to anger and employ abusive methods. The child is rebellious. The parent suddenly loses it and screams out. Like a whirlwind, he snatches the child up by the arm and gives him several bangs on the bottom. The father's eyes burn, his brow hardens, his pulse rate soars. Anger is the best word to describe his feelings. Smash, subdue. You will do what I say. You're not going to do this to me, little boy.